Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com. 97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I thought it was hilarious that the Washington Post editorial board actually took time to write an editorial about how bad of a mayor Brandon Johnson is in Chicago because he's got this head tax idea where he wants businesses to pay, I think, $33 a person for all their employees because he's got such a big budget shortfall.
There is no empirical evidence that somehow the revenue that we would generate from less than 1% of the largest corporations lead to causing harm within our job growth. Their information is wrong, but it wouldn't be the first time that a publication got something that I've done wrong.
Yeah, so in other words, if you're going to charge businesses who currently don't have to pay millions of dollars in excess tax to the city of Chicago, that's not going to have any effect whatsoever on the job situation. And so a reporter dares to ask him, is this modeled after anything?
So if the head tax is such a great idea, where is it working now? Because there are, who you turn to, where are you looking at and saying, wow, wish we were doing what they're doing, because I can't find one.
Well, look, if you're asking me if I believe that there is a model that's better than the city of Chicago right now, I'm going to tell you there isn't. We are setting the trend.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
yeah,
not what she
you're
asked.
You're setting the trend for being a crappy city. And then they're asking him, well, are there CEOs that have weighed in on this?
Any examples of CEOs or CFOs who say, I'm on board?
Well, I don't have any examples of CEOs who are not on board.
Can you give us an example of one that is?
Well, I mean, I guess we could draw the conclusion that all of them are.
I don't even know what to say. William J. Kelly is here. We call him the People's Reporter in Chicago. He's got some thoughts. William, how are you this afternoon? Merry Christmas.
How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing okay, but your mayor up there, oh my goodness, we've had our own issues down here, but wow, he is a piece of work, isn't he? And it sounds like there's people in this press corps in Chicago beyond you that are finally tiring of him and asking some serious questions.
Well, I think they're just getting sick and tired of looking like lapdogs, you know, compared to me, I suppose, you know. You know, and they see that I get, I go viral every time I ask Johnson a question. So I guess they, despite themselves, are deciding that it's time to start asking real questions. But you know, don't get too excited. I'm sure that you know they'll I'm sure that they won't be able to keep it up for very long. If you go to add William J. Kelly, you know, on Twitter or William J, you know, reporter WilliamJKelly.com, you'll see that that, you know, I've been going after this guy and Lightfoot, you know, the mayor before pretty regular. But you know, the bottom line is this, okay? Johnson has never had a business. He's never run a business. He doesn't even pay his own water bill. He has a history of not paying his bills, I should say. And you know, the weird thing is that you know, in addition to being a reporter, I am a business owner in the city of Chicago. Imagine that. Emmy award-winning TV production company. I know what it's like to have employees. I know what it's like, you know, to try to run a business in the city of Chicago. Johnson hasn't done any of that. Okay. And he's essentially, what he's doing is he's his only real answer for anything is racism. That's his answer.
Well, that sounds like our former mayor, that's for sure, Tashara Jones. Luckily, we booted her to the curb. But yeah, that's his fallback. That's a lot of the fallback positions of these mayors in big cities, right?
Right. Yeah. You know, if you ask them about a budget, it's racist. If you tell them that, you know, 2 + 2 = 4, it's racist. You know, the real tragedy in Chicago is that businesses are leaving, not just because of the budget, but because of the violent crime. You have a situation where, I don't know if you're familiar with the case of Bethany McGee, a 26-year-old, very, you know, adorable little girl on a train, you know, very a petite little girl sitting on public transportation, and a repeat violent offender, a guy who has been arrested 70 plus times, I don't know how many times you've been arrested. I don't know any.
Just once for me. It was once.
Once was enough.
Right, exactly.
Me too.
Hey, look what I've said. I was in a holding cell for like 20 minutes when I was 19 years old, and that was enough. That taught me I never wanted to be in there again. Yes.
Nailed it. So true. God bless your brother. I knew that you're the guy. So me too. I had the exact, well, anyway, so this guy apparently hasn't learned, will never learn, 70 plus arrests, violent repeat offender, went on a public transportation in Chicago and with gasoline or some flammable liquid and on camera poured it out over this little girl and set her on fire.
That's
awful. She's fighting for her life. And what did Mayor Johnson say? He said, it's an isolated incident. First of all, can you even imagine a more cold-hearted response to something like that?
To a brutal crime like that. Right. Yeah, there's some sensitivity.
But as if that weren't bad enough, it's just factually incorrect. On a daily basis, we have repeat violent offenders just out on the streets, punching white women specifically in the face, and Mayor Johnson just pretends like this is not happening. It's happening every single day. On the CTA, we had a woman in a wheelchair pushed out of the wheelchair, raped on the platform. This isn't even third world. This is like the fall of the fall of civilization kind of stuff. And Mayor Johnson pretends that this isn't even happening. And if you ask him about it, you guessed it. You're racist.
You're racist, of course. William J. Kelly is with us this afternoon. So on the head tax thing, which is just ridiculous that I pointed out, even the Washington Post editorial board had to call out Johnson and the city of Chicago. You are reporting today that the city council is voting on something that is an alternative. So what can you tell us about that?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Well, first of all, they've been having quote unquote special meetings, defined special, I suppose, every single day. Nothing is getting done. There's an alternative to the alternative to the alternative to the alternative. Okay. There's going to be another meeting tomorrow. I suppose there'll be another alternative. They're talking about doing a meeting on Saturday. So they've already scheduled a meeting for Saturday, which means that apparently they've already come to the conclusion that tomorrow's alternative isn't going to work. We need, to have a budget by the end of the year. This is the, constitutional requirement, right? But Johnson is saying he's more than happy to shut down the city. It would be history, it would be a history-making, for the city.
So do you have a government shutdown in the city of Chicago, potentially?
In the city of Chicago. If you can imagine this. I mean, forgive me if I sound maybe a little perturbed. Not a lot of sleep, surrounded by idiots. And, this is what's happening.
You're doing your best. Yeah, you're doing your best. It's nutty. One other question before I let you go, just because I saw reference to this on the ex formerly Twitter. What's the update on the Bears possibly moving to Arlington Heights? I saw something today that they're going to look in Indiana as well.
What? Dude, you are really doing your best to piss me off, aren't you? What is that? What are you doing?
I'm just asking questions, William. I'm sorry. That's a sore subject.
I thought we were friends. I go around, I tell everybody what a great guy you are, how much I like you. I love doing your show. And then look what you do.
Pain. I inflict pain, right?
Well, you know, God bless you. You know, and but you know what? Look what you're asking the real question. So I guess I have to respect that. Yeah, the Bears, the Chicago Bears. What can I tell you? We love them. We love them. We do. But and now, you know, we're looking at possibly the Bears leaving Chicago. I'll tell you right now, if we had a real mayor, that conversation would be
over.
Shut down.
No, you're right about that.
Kelly, let me tell you, if you had a Mayor Kelly, if you had Kelly as mayor, I'm telling you, the Bears wouldn't be going anywhere. We'd be, you know, what I would do if I were mayor is I would just say, that's great. You know what? Go and take the name Chicago off of all of your merchandise now. And
Be the Arlington Heights Bears. See how that works out for you.
Go for that. You do that.
By the way, I used to go to Arlington Park all the time. My mom and dad live like 5 minutes away. It's just so sad that got torn down. But that is a big piece of real estate, and that's where they're talking about maybe moving the football team to. But then again, today I heard this stuff about Indiana, which is crazy. William J. Kelly, try to get the blood pressure down. I didn't mean to rise it. You have a great Christmas, and we'll talk after the first of the year. How's that sound?
Awesome, bro.
Get more at 971talk.com. Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.